Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Modern Creative Podcast with me, Diana, and my co-host, Joyce. We're so excited to chat with you for another episode today.
So today we're actually talking, as you can see with the title, we're talking about a good enough business. I'm using air quotes, and this was kind of inspired by a post that I saw on the Career Contessa's Instagram, and I think they had a podcast about the good enough job, and it kind of got me thinking about the good enough business. So I definitely texted Diana. We had to talk about this as an episode because there's so much pressure, I feel like, in the online space to have this dream business, these huge launches, the multi-million dollar, you know, year businesses. It's just, it's great, right? You see it and you see what's possible as a creative business owner. But on the flip side, it can make you feel like, oh, I have to do that in order to be successful, or, you know, I had the best year ever, but it wasn't $1 million or $2 million. So like, now what? It doesn't mean making yourself small or your business small. You know, it is really about looking inside and looking at what your personal goals are and how you want your business to look like, if that makes sense. Well, that's how I interpret like good enough.
Yeah. And I want to start with the first word in that phrase, good. When good not become enough in the first place? You know what I mean? Like, it's always like better, best, the most, really, the, you know what I mean? There's all these added words. But when we just pause on that word good, isn't that good enough?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, isn't the word good enough? It should be the same thing. So,
yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like sometimes when we look at that word together, when we think of good enough, that doesn't sound great.
Exactly.
But I wanted to say the word good is good and it is enough. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to like start off the episode by kind of highlighting that, because we're not compromising by having a good enough job or a good enough business. We are living a good life when we have a good job and a good business that's good to us. And that definition looks different for everyone. So I just wanted to start off with that.
No, I mean, that's a really, really great point. So I'm glad that you said that. And, you know, good enough, big, small, it's all individual too. So, I mean, we'll also talk about like what that kind of looks for us, but it's really about the life you want, letting you have a business that supports the life that you want. And that might be multi-millions. It might be enough to pay for, you know, vacations or essentials, but we get so stuck. Well, I feel like this could be common when we're all on social media, right? We're all creatives here. We all probably have social media, and it's so easy just to see everyone else's wins. And if that isn't what you've achieved and you didn't even want to achieve it, but it can still mess with you, right?
Yes.
Like, I didn't want that at all, but they did it. So now I'm like, crap, did I actually want that? So you definitely have to be honest with yourself. But anyway.
Yeah. And this could apply in so many different areas of your life, right?
Yeah.
Your body image, your skin, your age, your everything, your kids, their milestones now. It's holy moly. We could just keep going. So I think starting with a job or your career or your business is a really important one, because that really feels like you. It's like yours. You know what I mean? And I think we need to start, not that we need to start with a job or a business, but we need to start with you accepting that things are good. And if things aren't good right now, then we can work towards that. But I think the whole point of this episode is not always chasing. That is that has been my motto for the last
three, four years.
I know that. No, I'm dead serious. Chasing linen started out in a place of chasing. So it was really hard for me. Actually, there was a time period when I started to really accept this good enough concept, which we're going to dive more into. I had a hard time with my business name, Chasing Linen, because I was like, well, I literally started my business when I was 22, when I was chasing after these big things. And
I don't even remember 22. Sorry.
The age 22, right?
Yeah. I don't remember myself at 22.
Oh, man. I was a antsy, itchy kid, always looking up, head in the clouds. I mean, let's be real. I'm just like an older version of that kid right now. But at least I'm trying to understand the definition good is good. So, you know, we can start there. We're all a work in progress. And I think also, I don't know if you feel this way, Joyce, but for me as an Enneagram 3, I think it's really easy for me to fall into this as someone who maybe
of chasing.
Yeah. Of someone who finds fulfillment in achieving things. It's almost like you're never good enough because you're always achieving things and crossing things off the list. So
the next thing.
The next thing. Yeah. And it's so hard for me to celebrate myself because I'm looking at the next thing, you know? But I don't feel, I don't do that to other people. I'm like, look at what you've built. Look at all the things behind you. And it's like, I need to learn to do that for myself. So I think I've gotten a lot better since becoming a mom because you see them change and grow so much that you're like the most, like you're proud of them for the smallest little things.
Oh my God.
Right? Are you not? Yeah. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, she picked up this spoon and it's the most amazing thing ever. Like,
yeah.
I remember
last week.
Tell me
and I'll tell you.
Yes, whenever it started to use
tangent
filler words, like actually, like I actually think, or when he starts thinking, when he's thinking about something, he pauses and he goes and he rubs his chin. And I'm like, that's the cutest thing ever. I was like, why am I proud of him for making sounds when he thinks? But I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me your mom's story.
This morning, so we have like Love Every or whatnot. And so we have one of the, they're all like Montessori toys. And we have one of the ones where it's like a wooden box. And then on the top, there's like five different holes and you have to like push something in. But last week she was ripping them out and just throwing them across the room. And then this morning she figured out like gently, oh, I put it in the right hole and then I push it through. And then she did it for all five of them or whatever. But last week she's just throwing things across the room. So I'm like, let me record a video.
I know.
So that's what our tangents have become here on the Modern Creative Podcast.
I mean,
but anyway,
like, I'm
big and small.
I'm proud of her. Like, that's amazing.
I'll send you a video.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about what this looks like in our dream job or business or career setting. Tell me, Joyce, what is a good enough business for you?
I feel like it's obviously shifted as my business has shifted. And that's for everyone, right? Like, our goals shift. They get bigger. They change because of life seasons. Currently, you know, I want my new product business to reach a certain revenue number. Even if I have a 9-to-5, I don't plan to quit 9-to-5 again, but I want it to reach a certain revenue number in order to fully have my daughter's like 529 funded. And to keep adding more and more to our brokerage. And that, it all sounds like it's about money, but for me, that is security. Mm-hmm. Because if my business can get me to kind of retire faster, that's when I'm going to quit the 9-to-5. And so that's like the big goal, right? But also talking about like the good enough, well, the good enough for me is if I can be kind of hands-off on my business too. So yeah, I'm just kind of trying to find that balance. And I always like to think about the big goal and then like steps I can do to get there. And right now those steps are, it's not a lot of steps because I don't have a lot of time too. So that's another thing with good enough. Like while that's the big goal for my product business, I'm happy to kind of be making things passive right now, like passive sales or whatnot, you know, and that is good enough for me. And I'll get to those, you know, bigger numbers in a few years as I grow my product line, as I, you know, scale production and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of what it's looking like for me right now. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I really like that practical tip. I mean, that's obviously not the topic that we're talking about, but I feel like it's a really good tip that you should apply in your life. And that is to have that big picture goal and then work backwards from there. I really like how you said that. You know, it's like you can have a target and like work it out backwards so that you can, instead of what am I going to do today? But whereas like if you think big picture and you think backwards, you know, you're building, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it also makes you, the whole thing about good enough, hopefully it makes you, if you're looking at it with this more positive spin, you know, hopefully it makes you appreciate where you are right now too.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate where I am right now and that it's good enough for me to have a kind of hands-off business, even though I don't have those revenue numbers yet. I appreciate, you know, getting to be a little bit hands-off. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing to add on to when we talk about like good enough, appreciating where you are now. It's good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also want to say, if you are like in a place where you're kind of panicking and looking for the next sale. Joyce and I have both been there and sometimes do go there. You know, I would say I'm trying to come out of that place right now as we're making big business changes. But, you know, this kind of confidence comes from experience and surrounding yourself with people that remind you that right now you might feel this way, but doesn't necessarily mean it's the reality. You know what I mean? It's how you approach that situation. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So what does good enough look like for you right now in business and life?
Yes, that's a good question. So for me, it's changed dramatically, you know, and throughout every season. And I think that's okay too, because during that time, that was what was good enough for me. And now it's changed.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been in business for 10 years now. And I would say that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Doing Chasing Linen, doing my one career that the only career that I've had in my resume, Chasing Linen, 10 years, but 8 years full time. But anyways, I would say the first half and maybe like 60% was like in the hustle years. And my goals were always money focused, like double my revenue every year, especially once I hit six figures. That was the goal. And I achieved it a lot faster than I thought I could. I just didn't even think it was possible for an artist to make six figures. It's like, what? And but then once I hit six figures, I had this pressure, even though I had hit this milestone, I didn't even know it was possible. I became more hungry to like.
And you put that pressure on yourself.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Do you think that came from Instagram? No, I'm just all that out here hating on Instagram.
Actually,
today.
I don't think it came from Instagram. It came from there's this person. I'm not going to say who, but there are just some people who I follow and I have got to, you know, like, and, you know, it could be Instagram, it could be podcasts, it could be YouTube, whatever. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I would say that person was the first person that made me realize that you can make seven figures. And I was like, what? I didn't even know six figures was possible, but now it's seven figures. And they were telling you all the strategies, like this is the one formula for you to follow to hit this number. And I was like, okay, well, then I have to do that. And then I think once I started almost like thinking that way, it kind of sucked the joy out of my business. It sucked the joy out of creating, right? Because that's what creatives do. We solve problems. We're always looking for new pathways. I think it kind of sucked that from me when people were like, this is the one pathway and formula. And maybe she didn't mean it that way, but I took it that way. So I kind of had to step back and realize, do I actually want that?
Like, exactly.
Do I really want that? Now looking back, my pregnancy happened at the perfect time, because 2019, Joyce, and I think a lot of people will say this, but don't you think 2019 was like such a good year? I feel like so many people have said 2019 was like such a good year.
Pre-pandemic was a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we didn't know how good we had it in 2019 until we look back and we're like, dang, that was a good year. Anyways, that was a great year. I remember Joyce and I had done our Modern Creative Conference, which is super cool. Oh, that was like such a highlight of my career. And then financially, the most successful, we had booked like 100 events. It was crazy. I wouldn't repeat that. But, you know, at the time I was on cloud nine. And then in August 1st, 2019, I found out I was pregnant. And I think I was like in that, if I'm looking at a hill, I was on that hill climbing upward. And then I found out I was pregnant. And it's not that I'm, oh, I've lost all ambition, because obviously I'm still a business owner. I still have goals and financial things, whatever. But it really changed my perspective on what that goal looked like. You know what I mean? So I have some examples. Like, for example, instead of making more money, I valued more time. Or instead of taking on more projects, I prioritized the things that really lit me up. Instead of growing my business, I started thinking more about growing as an individual, as a person. Because I think around that time, I actually felt like my business was growing faster than me as a person, as in my ability to be a good friend, or my ability to be available for people, or even for my husband sometimes, or my ability to be a supportive wife. And then it's like, well, shoot, I need to grow exponentially if I'm going to have a kid and be their mom. So I think my focus on growth really like shifted from my business and numbers to me as a person and time, you know? So I think that's kind of how I shifted. And that does not mean, again, I wanted to highlight, I have financial goals. I've still hit consistently six figures, and I would like to hit seven figures one day, but I think I've recognized, like, what's the rush? You know, what is the rush?
Like, it's good right here, and priorities are shifting, and we're good.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was thinking about this because I was looking at, of course, as everybody, every mom probably does, I was looking at baby photos of Everett yesterday and just be like, oh, my gosh, he's just so little squishy, and, like, oh, thinking about those times, you know, when he couldn't, like, walk.
I don't ever do that voice, even now.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I only do that voice because of the squishy thighs. I mean, like, the best. But anyways, I was thinking about that, and I was like, those were such good times, and these are such good times, and I would not rush that season of life to get to where I am with Everett now. You know what I mean? So why should I rush myself to hit seven figures? Or, you know, because I remember I was like that when I was 22, when I first started my business, I would be like, I'm going to be married at this time, have my first kid at this time, my second kid. Oh, girl, I was that person. No. I don't know why I was like that.
No,
I don't know if it's like an immigrant, like a first generation immigrant thing, or being in a Christian Korean family.
No,
I think
that's pretty
thing.
Common. I think it's common. It's I just said, oh, because for me, then I went to New York City at like 23, and New York City dating kicked my ass. I was like, oh, well, I'm never getting married. That was more factors. That.
Yeah. Actually, that was my dream in the beginning. You lived my dream, my curiosity dream. But I
think everyone should live in New York in their 20s. Like,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll kick you in the booty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think now I look at time so differently. I think of it like, oh, I have time to do that still. I'm like, I can write a book one day. I can hit seven figures one day. I can do X, Y, and Z. But like, I don't feel super rushed to do it anymore. I don't feel like I'm behind necessarily, you know?
Well, kind of what you said about Everett, too. It was good then. It's good now. And it's just about having gratitude, pausing and having gratitude for where you're at. Mm-hmm. And it's hard when you're chasing things sometimes. So hopefully this whole topic in this episode is just a reminder that you do have it good. You might wish that you were back here, wherever here is for you, at some other time. And so just appreciate, even if it's like struggle time right now, for example, struggling to get the next client, right? But appreciate that you've started a business, and you know, you're putting yourself out there. And remember when you couldn't even fathom having a business or even talking about it or selling something, you know? So like, you do have it good right now, even though there are the business things of, well, I do need to generate income because then I am a business. But Just that little shift and just those reminders to just appreciate where you're at right now and in everything, grand scheme of things.
And practically speaking, you want to make decisions from that place anyway. You don't want to make big business decisions out of a place of panic or scarcity. That's what I'm telling myself. So I'm saying this and talking to myself as I often do on this podcast. Okay, so Joy, so let's talk about practical tips and exercises to figure out what you really want, so that you could feel like you're good enough.
I think this is kind of the perfect time to do this because we are recording in November, the end of 2023. And you don't have to wait for a new year, obviously. Like, nothing actually magical happens. But for me, something kind of magical does. But, you know, you can start whenever.
Me too,
but,
me too.
Yeah. Oh, also 2024, January 1st is a Monday. It's like even more perfect, like beginning of a week. I know.
I shook.
I get excited about these things. But, you know, before the end of the year, before the new year, it's a perfect time to think about what you truly want. And so, you know, I kind of talked about in the beginning, you achieve these things in your creative business. And then we frequently go to social media and it's like, oh, they had a bigger launch, or they have, I don't know if people really care about follower count anymore. I hope they don't. I hope they care about like community engagement. But you can still see when people talk about numbers and launching. But hopefully, you know, you can look inward and really think about what you want. While it might be cool to have a $10 million business, remember, there's a lot of things that go into that. And Diana and I have actually had the same kind of, we've joined like similar coaching programs or the same ones over the years. And, you know, I remember, we're in one right now. And I remember we were in one a couple years ago and she was so successful on paper, but had to take a break because it takes so much of you to have these like big, you know, multi-million dollar businesses. So is that what you want? Or do you truly want to, you know, have an extra $20,000 from the year and that's your vacation fund every year? Mm-hmm. You know, If that is, but if those bigger revenue numbers are what you want, that's cool. Be honest with yourself and own it. So this is the time, like I said, sit back, think about what you truly want. Does that mean that you're going to, you know, carve out an hour in the morning? Does that mean you're going to have a solo retreat or a staycation? Those things are not possible for me, but I did carve out time.
Would highly recommend.
My daughter was sleeping. Yes, recommend. To do those. Well, Diana has done those. I definitely want to do it. I'm just like not able to right now while she's so small. But, you know, carve out that time for you and think about what you truly want. And if that is just stream of conscious journaling, is that picking out images, but no filter is my thing. We censor ourselves. Don't doing this. Even if you think like, oh, that's impossible. Whatever. If you want it, you want it. Just write that down. And why? And then, I mean, you can do this for life and for business, right? So once you know what that looks like for you, that big dream, that's kind of when you can start to make adjustments now to fit that life, right? But you have that compass now. You have that North Star. This is the thing that I want. You know, it may not be here right now. Right now is good enough. But I know kind of the direction that I'm going in. But you have to give yourself that space to dream it up, to write it down, put it on paper. So that's really definitely good. The first practical thing I would do.
Yeah. And if you're a very jumbled in your thoughts and idea person like me, journal often. That's all I got to say. Journal often. And I feel it's good for everybody, but I'm a verbal processor. And so journaling is, it feels like verbal processing when I'm using my hands because it's coming out of me physically. And then I also do recording, voice recording too. And I found that that's, it's really awkward at first.
Yeah.
It does feel really awkward at first, but I feel like it's really good for you to do that. And so I think definitely opening up your phone app and just when you're driving and you have a stream of thought, just say it out loud. You don't have to be recording it, but you could be recording if you want to refer back to it. So I think kind of giving yourself the opportunities and the space to do that and give thanks. I remember a few years ago when I was really in a dark spot and feeling not thankful, maybe it was postpartum blues or whatever, but I would write three things that I'm thankful for. And now I'm down to one a day, but it's still so helpful. And it's just, it's so helpful. It's so good. I think anyone and everyone should do that.
Well, I think you also, it's nice because you have an actual physical tool or digital, but you have a record in front of you. And you might even start to see patterns. So as I'm saying, what do you really want? Dream big or whatnot. And you might be like, I don't know. Like, I thought I wanted this, right? But like, is there something bigger? You might see a pattern or you might have mentioned it before if you kind of have this record. But I guess the biggest point here is like not to self-censor. Mm-hmm. You want that car. You want that house. You want that money. You want that quiet life. You want to leave the city. You want to have a small boutique. You know, the whatever it is, just like write it down.
Yeah.
And then I think the second biggest point, and this reminds me of something that I used to do, Diana, you might remember, but whatever those big things are, you know, start to live that now, even in small ways. Before, when I had like these crazy revenue goals for my previous business, you know, I was like, oh, I'm a boss. I'm a CEO. I'm going to pay extra. I'm going to pay Oakland Airport an extra $15 in order to leave my car slightly closer to the terminal. And I'm going to pay Southwest $15 extra so that I can board in Group A, even though I'm taking Southwest, you know? And it's like there's no classes or anything. But it was just these extra little things. And I was doing it because I had these goals of like being this, you know, big bad CEO or whatever. And so that's what I mean in like small ways. And I remember telling Diana that and we boarded somewhere and she was like Group C. I was like, what? Group C? You could have made $15 extra.
It's true.
Sat with me.
You know, I kind of forgot about that. But you know what? I will say, I can't remember what year that was, but 2023 Diana always pays for that Southwest.
Yes.
And I realized it's freaking Joyce. It's Joyce. In my shoulder whispering, buy it. And every time I'm like, thank God I bought this. I think that every morning whenever I'm going on a flight, that I don't think about checking in. You know what I mean?
No,
like I'm thinking about so many other things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I'm also trying to do with like the good enough thing is I'm trying to be kind to my future self because
in the past.
I have not. I'm really good at not being kind to my future self and being like, I'm going to load it on her because I'm not her today.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, thank you, past self,
for doing that or creating that space or paying that extra $15 so I don't have to freak out at 6 o'clock in the morning when I watch. Well, let's be real, I'd never fly out that early, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, be kind to your future self.
I like that a lot, actually.
Love it.
Okay. Okay. So thank you for joining us on our tangents here and allowing us to share stories of our kids. We hope that you kind of have shifted this idea of good enough, right? We don't mean this in a negative way or like, oh, I'm just going to accept it. I guess it's good enough for now. Appreciate where you are right now. It is good. Good is good, like Diana mentioned. And because of the time of year, we're really hoping that you give your future self that gift, because this is kind of giving your future self a gift of taking the time now to think about what you truly want. And then, you know, looking back and trying to start living that life now, even in small ways, like paying extra parking and being able to board in Group A for Southwest. And we did that, Diana, because we need to have a Sheena shout out in every episode. We went to a conference together, you, me, and Sheena. And so that was what it's like. You guys went from Long Beach to Oakland, and then we went to our conference. Mm-hmm. And I was just there waiting in my Group A while these other two who knew where they, when they were going to board. So you can start living that life now.
Yes, I had the exact same situation at my last mastermind retreat. And I wanted to say that I was Joyce in that situation this time. And I have a friend who is in the multiple seven figure range in her business. And I saved a seat for her ass.
It's okay. We'll mark it explicit. I think I said ass earlier, too.
I saved a seat for her because she did not pay that extra $15, $20. So I wanted to let you know, Joyce, that you have influenced me. And now I'm in your position now. So
I'm also the one that gets there early so I can Clorox everything. Pre-COVID, I did this. So you're welcome, Diana, for me to wipe down your seat as well. But yes, we would love to hear from you. Let us know. I'm very, very interested, actually, in how are you going to start living that life today? Are you about the $15 fees like I am? Or like, what are you going to do to start living that life today after you've taken the time to really think about what you want? Let us know. Our links are all in the show notes. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.